can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Woo! Welcome back to week 7 of the FanDuel Manual. I am your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes. Say what's up, Doug.
What's happening?
Chris Cowan could not be here again. That makes week 6 torn, and week 7 that he can't make it.
Torn vaginal wall.
Yeah, he has a torn vagina. But this week, we are all fortunate that we have Doug's brother, Mike, yes, who's with us. Mike Betts, how are you today?
I'm good. Now, do I have to be the lame Patriots fan just to fill in for Chris?
No, nope. All Bronx fans on this.
It is America's, you know, team. Now, this podcast is going to be very Bronco heavy.
I mean, I could play Mike, that role.
Yeah, ooh, let me hear your
Belichick thing. Is so great. He's a great coach. Tom Brady wears Uggs.
That's pretty much Chris. Yes. Well, that's pretty much Chris. So we're good.
That's really good. That was really good. How do you feel about that win that you guys got last night, Mike?
Oh, we dominated, and it was, you know, we came through.
That's what's no, important. You're doing it way off. Chris would be like, you know, we were lucky to get out of that one.
Yeah, you got to sandbag hard.
Just like,
trying it's to act like you're the worst team ever.
We even won it all.
Because, clearly, okay, you're not. You're from Colorado. That's two Colorado-ish.
Okay, got
you. All right, how all did you think that game went last night?
We were just very lucky to get out of it. We didn't play well. You know, the Jets gave us all we could muster.
I feel like we should barely lucky to have a team anymore.
Our offensive line struggled and our defensive line struggled. And, you know, at the end of the day, I was happy that we did win. And I'm a douche. Who can't stay awake for a podcast.
What a masshole.
All right, Chris. This is you getting called out. Yeah. We want you back for week 8.
Hopefully you'll be in for week 8.
All right, so, gentlemen, it is October. It's late in October. October's flying by. Mm. One of my favorite things about October, I think one of all of our favorite things about October, is the nice, cool weather.
Nope.
What about the leaves?
No. Is the what?
The leaves, they change colors.
Leaf peepers.
Yeah.
Leaf peepers.
No, it's fucking Halloween.
That's my fantasy football team. Leaf peepers.
God.
2014.
So perverted.
What else do you like?
Yeah, tell us more.
Halloween.
Yes, of course we love Halloween.
One of the things about Halloween, well, at least for me, I feel like when we all dressed as cereal box characters and we had a big group of people, and I was Tony the Tiger, and Doug, you were
Captain Crunch, bro.
Yeah,
we had just all the cereal box characters. Lucky Charms was there, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy was there,
Sugar Smacks.
Mary was Sugar Smacks was there. Mary was the Two Scoops Raisin Sun,
mm-hmm. Raisin Bran.
Yeah. Raisin Bran. Good job,
you
Mike.
You know what I mean.
Thank you. I'm in.
I feel like after that, we were celebrities. When we went downtown, it was like we were celebrity people. And now I'm just like, how do I beat that? So kind of my question to you guys is, what sort of, like, one, you got to be relevant. And you got to be something recognizable. But it's so tricky because you don't want to be the same thing as everybody else.
Mm.
So I want to know what's relevant, what are some good costume ideas for this season?
So, I think Mike has already done a costume contest. Do you want to say?
I'd like to talk about this because I feel like, especially in Orlando, this would go over very well. So, if anyone's seen Orange is the New Black, it is a...
Never heard of it.
It's a prison drama, a women's prison drama. So, there's a lot of lesbian sex in it, which is good.
Is it?
Yes. But I will say this. I was a little nervous because my wife wanted me to watch this show. So I started watching this show. And we went out one night and we were talking with our waiter about it. And this waiter was really into it. And then later, Deb was like, yeah, he for sure was gay. So I'm thinking that gay guys probably watch this. So in Orlando, this would probably go over pretty well. So, all right. So my wife was one of the inmates. Orange being the new black, that's a fashion thing. Mary probably knows this.
Oh my god.
And so it's timely, but I don't think everybody's going to do it. I've probably made this show very awkward right now.
Yeah, no, you've offended most people right. in America.
It's not that. It's just keep just it going. The, yeah, it's just
and
just
keep it going. So I was Porn Stash. That is the one of the characters' names. So I was the prison guard.
It was very good. It looked awesome. I, up until about 10 minutes ago, was very confident about my Halloween costume. Brennan's wife pretty much shot it down. But I think we all know that Jay Cutler picture where he's holding the cat, has the lasers in the background. I made a background with lasers with my cat looking away. And I'm going to be holding a cat. And I think it's going to be hilarious. But instead, I'm going to go as Ebola. So... that's my new costume, Ebola.
Wait,
thank you.
All right. How are you going to do Ebola?
Pretty much, I'm going to
off the top of your head right now, how are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking wear black tights and black everything. I'm going to have an Ebola thing, like in wire, that makes an Ebola sign. I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it.
All right. I think I'm going to be One Direction. Is that what? This year? Is that this year or last year?
That's what you are every day.
I don't know. What I don't have a costume yet. It's very costumes are a very sensitive thing.
Did we ever talk about? I saw this when I was looking up costumes. The like fast food restaurant mascots. Did we ever think
like
about
the Hamburglar?
You have Hamburglar. You got Wendy.
Mr.
You got the
Monopoly.
King, Burger King guy.
Bogs, big boy.
No, nah, that's not a thing.
Yeah, no, that's not fast food.
The Chihuahua from Taco Bell. Like, this is gonna be a good
Chihuahua.
Thing.
That's not a mascot, is it?
What? That's the fucking Taco Bell mascot. And you know,
still,
yeah.
What still. Does he say? What is his catchphrase?
Ay caramba.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yes, that's it.
You guys, this podcast is starting off real racist.
Sexist and everything.
Yes.
We got to pull it together.
All right. Halloween is the best. Anything else to add on that before we talk about football?
Just one thing. I think it's
Oh, wait.
What?
Remember how you were going to be Ebola?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember that
I remember
time?
That. Remember? It was a minute ago.
You know how Philip Rivers wears bolo ties?
Oh.
What if you were an online place that you can buy bolo ties and you're Ebola?
I'd rather have Ebola than cheer for Philip Rivers. I fucking hate that guy.
What would you rather be? Philip Rivers.
Or a bolo tie for
no,
you know what I mean?
Philip Rivers' son.
Uh-huh.
Or have a very strong chance that a cut that you have on your knee is infected with Ebola.
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
Ebola. I don't even need the cut. I'll just
messed
need
up.
Ebola.
Let's see who else. Who else can we? What other part of the country have we not alienated yet?
I don't think we've gotten the Midwest yet. Oh, Cutler, that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got nobody.
All right.
Yeah. Let's start it up.
Thanks to our two listeners. And next week, thanks to anybody
right.
besides me who listens to this podcast. All right. So this week, we're talking about week 7 matchups. New York and New England is already in the books. Just a dominant win by
powerful win.
It was amazing. I mean, they really just showed what a legacy does towards the end of their, you know, as it shows that age really doesn't affect a quarterback. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, they had the ball for like 8 minutes that game. So, yeah. I mean, they really controlled that game.
Well, you have to give it to the Jets because one of the things that they're known for is just really ball control.
When you have Geno Smith running the quarterback, you know it's going to be a while before you get that ball back.
Yeah, that is a lot. That's
a lot. You're either going to get it back off of downs, interceptions, fumbles. I mean, there's like very little ways that you're going to get it back.
And the other thing that you can always say about Geno Smith is if you take a quarterback in the last 2 minutes of the game, he's got to be one of the top 40 or 50 quarterbacks you'd want running that two-minute drill.
Yeah, that's exactly – like, I couldn't have said it better.
It's his intelligence.
You're exactly right. Like, when you give the ball to your quarterback and you're like, listen, it's now or never, you're hoping that you're handing that ball to somebody who you're like, look –
yeah,
you should be in this league as at least a third backup.
Yeah.
And thank God that we're playing New England this week.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't make it happen because New England's defense is so stout.
No, he made it happen because something inside of him. Maybe it was just, no, I'm not going there.
Okay. So this week we're talking about all games except for Philadelphia and Tampa, who's on a bye, which really sucks because one of the things that I really like to do now is play a defense against Tampa.
Oh, I was looking for the game. I was like, who's playing Tampa? Bye. Oh, my shit's fucked.
So I also, Doug, I don't have it up because I wasn't invited to the Beat the Experts League. I did get a couple emails about it.
Oh, you were invited.
What does that mean, you don't have it up?
It means that I'm not able.
Oh, the spreadsheet. Never mind. Sorry. Sorry, thought you were having other issues again. I mean, issues.
Other issues?
Sorry.
Doug.
Doug shares a lot with me, so.
Nah,
We're never having a guest on again.
I told him.
You didn't say it was off limits. You didn't
tell him. I told him about it. It's not a big deal.
All right. Okay.
Just
who
to clarify,
did win the Beat the Experts League this week?
You told me that Rudimus won. I wasn't in it.
You didn't look? Let me just look
it up. I can't see it. How do I see it? I'm not in it.
Oh, all right. Let me check it real quick. I think Rudimus won. I know we did not win.
We. I mean you?
Honestly,
I won every league that I was in except for my brother's friendly competition league.
Honestly, I had probably the worst week I've ever had in FanDuel history. I had Eli Manning.
Nice.
Pretty good game. Percy Harvin. Immediately traded after that game.
he's now a part of a dominant offense, the Jets.
Can you imagine Percy Harvin combined with Geno?
Oh my god.
That is a combination.
Oh my god.
Literally, it is a combination.
It is. It's like a combo meal at Wendy's.
So, I had Golden Taint, who put up a stinker. Yeah. Ironically, and, I mean,
other taints last week that didn't stink.
There was. So Rudimus did win. They had 135. He had 135 points. Amazing. He
Attaboy.
Had his big week. Forte. I actually had Forte as well, and who had 32, and I only ended up with 70 total. But he had Forte, Brandon Oliver. Good choice. We talked about both those. Mohamed Sanu, we talked about that.
Yep.
And Julius Thomas. I feel like Julius Thomas is gold. Tight ends are, I don't know. I don't think there's that many good tight ends right now.
And they're a differentiator because you won't have any other good tight ends playing, so you can score well there.
Huh? Just like a nightclub for Mike.
Yes.
It's
another value add.
I feel like I'm on the golf course with Mike. Everything he says is an innuendo.
What was cool is he had the Broncos D, who that pick six at the end was gold. So they ended up with 15, but good job.
Wait, who was the pick six against? Oh, it was Geno. That's weird.
Geno.
At the end of the game. That's really weird.
He's
really
clutch.
Weird.
He is clutch. He is clutch. So congratulations, Rudimus. Thanks for playing. We have our other tournament up on the website right now. I'll probably send some on Facebook just so we can get make sure we fill it up. But thank you all for participating because it's a private league, so I know people are checking it out. So thank you.
Me too, man. I love seeing that. I love the emails when people send the emails. They're usually about the spreadsheet, which is up on the Facebook page. It's up on the FanDuelManual.com page. I got one about how to read it. I'm just going to quickly go through that. I know you kind of put that up on Facebook. Yep. There's really two things that you need to look at.
There's a lot of information, so I understand why it can seem like, what the heck am I looking at?
Well, I don't know.
Because there is a lot of numbers on there.
I got to call this guy out. I got to call this guy out a little bit. It's not that crazy.
No, it's not.
It's the cost, and then it says the average. So there's six different sites, six different experts.
So I have nine this week.
Yeah, so all right, so nine different experts, which, by the way, if you pull it from one site, there's not just one person picking that. There's a host of people that are coming up with those projections. So we have basically all the people who follow, you know, all the experts who know football, who built a company
around coming up with these averages.
Their projections, they get paid to come up with projections, right? So we take their projections, and we put them in, and we give an average. So the two things that I look at are the two things that we talk about. And so I'll start off with quarterbacks. At quarterbacks, you go to the average, and basically you look at largest to smallest. Top projected quarterbacks this week are Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, and then Peyton Manning. The next thing that you want to look at is you go for points per dollar. That's basically saying who is the biggest bang for my buck. Who do I have to pay the least for to get the most amount of points? And this week, it's Brian Hoyer, Teddy Bridgewater, and Nico. This week at quarterback, I went with Carson Palmer against Oakland. He is a very inexpensive quarterback. He's $7,300. Compared to like a guy like Peyton Manning, who is $10,000, you're going to save a grip of money, so you're going to have a ton to spend on in other areas like running back or wide receiver or wherever. He's going up against Oakland. I mean, it's Oakland. He's got some good offensive weapons. I just feel like now that he's back in the lineup, he could be very productive. I do understand that there's a risk involved with this pick. It's almost like an Eli Manning pick, but I'm going for it this week.
So we gave advice last week about, like, you know, if you want to join multiple leagues, what's the advice? Do you pretty much choose the same team? Do you choose totally different teams? And last week I said I chose pretty much the same team for all mine. I'd switch a running back or a wide receiver or whatever. But last week I chose Eli Manning. I chose Golden Tate. I chose Andre Williams. I chose Percy Harvin and all those. And it was miserable to watch all my teams fail like that. So I've been a little more eclectic with my teams. And so this week, there was...
You can only pick one right now.
Right now, I will let Mike choose his, but I want to tell you a few that I think are very good this week. But okay. For right now, I chose Joe Flacco. I think he had five touchdowns last weekend. Now he's playing Atlanta at home. That seems about the same matchup. And he's $7,700, way less than a lot of people. Like, yeah, Tampa Bay was terrible, but Atlanta is just as terrible. So for $7,700, I think Flacco is a very good choice. Mike?
Yes, so I actually went with Jay Cutler now because I'm the guest person. I am coming in before – some of these picks I made before I saw this great spreadsheet. But I also feel like this week Jay Cutler has actually been doing it week in and week out, and he is still lower price than some of those guys. And you'll see later on that I don't know if this will be a good segue or if you guys have your thing set up, but I want to double up with Martellus Bennett, who I think is a great – pick up at tight end.
Skipping way ahead.
No, I know.
It's all right. So I think that is a good...
I got him too.
I think that's a good thing. If you're going to choose a good quarterback, you should probably choose someone that he's going to throw it to, and then you can double up. A lot of times, like you had the Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas, you had the Stafford, Calvin Johnson week one. Like, if you double up and your receiver kills it, you're going to be home free. A couple other quarterbacks that I like that I chose on other teams are Brandon Hoyer. I think that that's an unbelievable steal. 6,400 playing Jacksonville, like we all love to joke about, but it's real.
yeah, then, it's real.
And then Carson Palmer I like as well for Brennan. I think that's a good steal at Oakland. Like, you can't as sad as it is, any, like, I'd be so sad. I feel like I'd be so sad if I was a Jacksonville fan or a Raiders fan. But it's the reality. Like, they're going to do good against those teams. It's fucking terrible, but that's how it is.
So I'll tell you something else. So using the spreadsheet, there are a couple. So if you adjust for defenses, Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Jay Cutler, and Roethlisberger are facing top-tier defenses.
Right.
So if you use adjusted points per dollar, those guys have negative 2 points based on the fact that they're going against
top five
higher top five defense. Some of those top five defenses. On the flip side of that coin, Jacksonville, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, New Orleans, and Cleveland are at the bottom end of that list, so quarterbacks facing those guys get an extra bump. The other thing that we're looking at is Vegas basically says, all right, what are the games that we expect to score? What is it? Over the 50?
Over 50.
The over-under is over 50.
So we do over 50. We also do under 40. There's not many games like that, but if you see that there's a game that's scheduled as under 40, it's very unlikely that you're going to have a super high-scoring person. But this week and the last 2 weeks, we haven't had it. But, yeah, we do over 50, you get an extra 2 points. Under 50, you get two minus. And then if you're in the top five, you're playing against a top 5D, minus two. If you're playing in the bottom five, which Joe Flacco is going against the last place defense, he gets an extra two.
Doug, I'm liking the work that you put in on the spreadsheet. I want to move to running backs because that's where I spent all my money. So I feel good about it. So the top three highest projected point scorers are Matt Forte, DeMarco Murray, and Arian Foster. And the best bargains are Matt Forte, DeMarco Murray, and Jamaal Charles. So my team, I went with Jamaal Charles, who's on the road against San Diego. It's a division game. Jamaal Charles is one of the, I think he's one of the best, if not the best, running back that's not suspended from the league for beating his children. And he's healthy again, and he's in a divisional game. I know, actually, San Diego's D is not miserable, but in this type of game, I just see him going off.
They were doing good, but now, I mean, if you look at the rankings, they're number 19 in the league. Like, they're not, they've been playing not great teams, and I think they got exposed a little bit by the Raiders last week. I don't think they're as good of a D as everyone thinks.
Yeah, they've got a tough road ahead of them. Mm-hmm. My other running back is Fred Jackson. Jamaal Charles, Fred Jackson is 6,900. And I think Fred Jackson has pretty much established himself as the feature back in that, which is kind of crazy to me because Fred Jackson has been around for a while and CJ Spiller is supposed to be that, you know, that quick high upside guy, but it's going to Fred Jackson. He's the guy who they're passing it. He has a ton of receptions, and he's the guy who gets it in the red zone. He's at home, and he's facing Minnesota. So I feel like between Jamaal Charles and Fred Jackson, I may play those guys. And I like what you're saying about switching it up with different teams, but those are two guys that I kept coming back to when I was mixing my lineup up.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both very good. I think there's a lot of good running. I don't know. Running backs has changed in the league a lot over the last couple of years, and they used to be so important. But there's only really a few elite running backs right now. It's probably
DeMarco Murray and Matt Forte. Le'Veon Bell is another one.
Matt Forte. Le'Veon Bell has the potential, but I don't think they use him the right way. But it's really like, I think Arian Foster is coming on strong.
Yeah.
So I think Foster, DeMurray, Forte, which I do have in a lot of my leagues. But this league that I'm currently talking about, I tried to save.
Yeah, stop talking about your other leagues and trying to save that you're not.
No, I think it's good to tell all the good picks that you can do.
Okay.
But for my league that we're trying to play against each other, I chose Andre Ellington. I think that's a very good matchup against Oakland. I mean, we talk about Jaguars in Oakland a lot, but at Oakland, they have Palmer back. Not that that's some amazing thing, but it's way better than having your third round, your rookie third quarterback. And he's only 7,100. So yeah, if you would do Forte, it's like over 9,000. Foster's over 9,000. 7,100 is pretty amazing for Ellington. And then the second one I did was Forsett for Baltimore. You never know really who's going to run for Baltimore. I think he is the number one running back, and they have a great matchup against Atlanta. So, you know, I have Flacco, and I also have Forsett because Atlanta has the number 32 defense in the league. They're going to score points on them.
And really trying to double up on those.
Yeah, it's either going to be Flacco
handing off to Forsett.
Yeah, you get points for that, right?
No.
And then, no, but one of them is going to beat them, if not both of them. And so I went with, I thought it was an amazing deal. It's 6,200. Like, I looked at all the running backs around 6,200. Nothing even close to the Forsett thing.
I like Ellington a lot this week.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Mike.
You don't like Forsett, huh?
So.
Who you got? Who you got,
so
big brother?
I did spend a little on my first
who
pick.
Who you got, porn stash?
Can you guys hear me? Yeah. So I went with Giovanni Bernard. Giovanni. Bernard. Huh? Huh? What do you guys think of that?
I like that guy.
Well, number one, what I did like about this matchup is that I think it's going to be a high-scoring matchup. It's an over 50. And I think that you're going to have in that matchup, and this is a little foreshadowing, excuse me. But I like, you know, that Indianapolis and Cincinnati, I think they're going to be two offenses slugging it out. And I like Bernard in that case. Thought he had a great week last week, even with some limited carries because he was out for a little while. The other one that I liked, and actually the spreadsheet helped me out. I made this switch a late switch, but I like Andre Williams, and the more that I think about it, I like the Giants going up against the Cowboys. I know people are talking about this new Cowboys D. One of the things they're doing well is keeping their D off the field, but their yards per defensive play is still very similar to last year. They're still averaging.
Are you reading cue cards?
No, I'm not. Yeah, this is all good.
Off the cuff, bro. Yeah.
So I think that if you can run the ball against the Cowboys and keep their offense off the field, they're going to have some success that they maybe didn't have last week with Eli Manning.
I think that game is a big trap game where everybody's so high on the Cowboys right now. They do show that, like, the Cowboys' D is not really improved per play. It's just that the offense has been doing really good. So... not that the Giants can really stop anybody, but but if they are able to, I do think that the Giants will have some good opportunities.
Right.
You know what? I'm switching back to Eli Manning. That guy sounds good. No way. I'm never choosing that guy again.
There's one other taint that I really, really, really love this week, and it's Ben Taint.
Oh, I have Ben Taint on.
I feel like he would be good. This is going to sound weird, but I looked him up. He's probable because of fingers. That's a real thing. Something's wrong with his fingers. Ben Taint has probable fingers.
Ooh. I like Ben Taint. I have him in a few. I also have Lamar Miller.
Oliver, I think, could be good this week, too.
Oliver is good. I also have Lamar Miller, I think would be very good.
Lamar too is he? I guess
there's no other running back now.
Moreno's gone. But he's also not practiced this week because he's questionable. But I think they're just resting him so because he's their feature back. For running backs this week on the
Ronnie Hillman, by the way. I think that the Broncos are due to have a big gainer this week because they haven't really done that, and they had some success last week. And I know the Niners have a very good defense, but
I did tell him that he would get roasted for Ronnie Hillman.
Yeah, but Chris Cowan's not on it. Now Cowan's not on there.
He did change it with the spreadsheet.
I could see. See, I think, all right, who do you think is going to have a better game, Hillman or what is it, Juwan, what is his name, Thompson?
Juwan-a-man. He was a basketball player, but he ended up being a woman.
Yes. That was a great flick.
Well, it was a really powerful movie because it kind of like breaks the barriers between genders.
Bridges the gap.
Doug's also trying to break some genders.
Juwan-a-man as well.
For wide receivers this week.
You know any?
Moving on to wide receivers.
Wide receivers this week.
You gotta try something different.
The top projected point scorers are Antonio Brown, Demaryius Thomas, and Jordy Nelson. As far as biggest bang for your buck, the best values, Antonio Brown stays at the top, but then Doug's best friend, Marquise Colston, jumps into the mix, and so does Alshon Jeffrey. Mike, could you have a... receiver this week?
So I do have one homer pick, which is Wes Welker, because
so cheap.
Yeah, he's very cheap, and when you spend a little bit on your running backs, you want to kind of keep that down. So Wes Welker, I just feel that the Broncos tend to go in spurts, and different guys show up different weeks, and Wes Welker certainly do. Also, to tag along with the Indianapolis-Cincinnati game, I went with Reggie Wayne. I know a lot of people are going to want to pick T.Y. Hilton. He had a big week last week. But Reggie Wayne tends to do it week in and week out. See how professional that sounds?
Oh, so yes, good. Yes,
in and out. And then my third is Keenan Allen, again.
Oh, God. Burned too many times by Keenan.
That guy.
Keenan Allen and Keevan Irie Waynes.
White Chicks was good.
Yes.
You gotta admit.
Yeah, but since then, what has he done?
That was the peak?
Yeah.
It's the end. Peak and the end.
Yes.
Keenan Allen, I chose him 2 weeks in a row. I think we...
You chose him again, too? Yeah.
No, I will never choose him again. We remember that game. He went off against the Broncos. And he also had a good season, but we remember that game very well.
Where he did but, that jump.
Yeah,
jump
he did that jump knee. Kick right into our dude and ruined our fucking night. But I can't trust him yet. I need to see more from him. I went with... So, as you all know, Percy Harvin was traded today out of left field. Chris told me he was openly doing drugs in the locker room, which I find hard to believe. One because
no, Chris was talking acceptable. About Chris was saying I was openly doing drugs in the locker room.
No, one because people would know. Two, how does Chris have that inside information? No one does. But what that does is open up the option for Baldwin, who already you know, it's a very public argument that they had. Wilson and Baldwin at the end of the game. Like, I think they're going to try and get him involved just because he was so pissed already at the end of the game. But now without Harvin, there's no really other receiver, and he is $4,800. He's $4,800, which opens up the world to your team.
And when I prefer
when I
Doug,
say the, go ahead. Go ahead.
I know you like Doug Baldwin. I really like Doug full head of hair, man.
Oh, is that an inside joke?
Right, I don't get this.
It's because bald, and then full head of hair.
I was gonna take it personally because I am kind of thinning out, and my name is Doug.
I thought this wasn't gonna come up in this podcast.
I didn't think we were gonna talk about that right here.
You promised me that this would not happen, Doug.
Check it out. Topic, bro.
Drop the mic.
So what Baldwin does is 49ers. So my next two receivers are Antonio Brown.
Ooh.
Which is no real need explanation, but T.Y. Hilton smoked the Texans last week. And now you have Antonio Brown, who I think is a better receiver. I also think Pittsburgh is going to really struggle to run the ball against Houston because they have a great line. So they're going to be throwing a lot. And as we all know, Roethlisberger only throws it to Antonio Brown. And then my second receiver.
Roethlisberger only has eyes for Brown in the end zone.
And my second receiver, which you might know as well, is Jordy Nelson, who got targeted 18 times last week. And it's Aaron Rodgers throwing to him, which I feel way more comfortable than Roethlisberger. But so picking Baldwin, who I do believe is going to have a good game, I'm able to get Antonio Brown and Jordy Nelson as well.
Man, that's crazy. I like, and you said this, I think it was either week three or four. You texted me, you're like, you remember when running backs used to matter?
They know.
And it's one of the, it's totally a pass happy league. But the difference is with a running back, especially like Jamal Charles or Matt Forte, it's like, at least you know it's only one. I went with Randall Cobb this week because I feel like Jordy Nelson, it's like too they good. Have to, they got to put three guys on that guy.
Yeah.
They're going to have to cover him with three dudes, which is going to leave Randall Cobb open.
I chose Cobb in a grip of my league. I think that's a good choice.
My next one, my next two are kind of value picks. They're not as cheap as, what was it? How much was your cheapest wide receiver?
Baldwin, $4,800.
That's crazy. I'm using Baldwin in all my other
opens
leagues.
Opens everything up.
So the next one I chose was Reuben Randall. Victor Cruz is injured. They're going up New York. It's a division game. It's against Dallas. I feel like that's going to be – there's a potential for – I don't know. I'm hoping it's a high-scoring game because I also chose Terrence Williams.
Hope they get more than zero this week. What is zero times 1,000?
Well, I went with Reuben Randall. But I have a question for you. Who do you think is going to score more this week, Reuben Randall or Odell Beckham Jr.?
How much is Randall?
Randall is 6,500 and
how much is Beckham?
He's like 63 or 62.
I think Beckham
is the up and comer. Yeah, he's the rookie and he's the guy that they're expecting to be kind of like that Victor Cruz. I don't think they see Reuben Randall as that guy, but I do have a stat. Like I told you guys, I did spend 30 seconds researching before this podcast.
Reuben
Randall leads the New York Giants in targets and receptions. And this is a crazy stat
with six.
That I heard on an ESPN podcast. He has the second most red zone targets amongst wide receivers, second only to Jordy Nelson.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
I like that.
So
that's a good stat.
I went with Reuben Randall.
But can he bend it like Beckham?
I think
it's a movie reference.
Yeah, I get it.
We'll see. We will see.
Beckham Jr.
Who's your third?
Terrence Williams. I already told you, bro. I feel that similar to the Jordy Nelson thing where they're going to cover the main dude, I think it's no surprise in Dallas who the main receiver is. But Terrence Williams has been having a really good season. And I don't think New York's D – I mean, they've shown flashes where they've been really good. But I think Terrence Williams has a good upside to score a lot of points for – he's under 7,000, so I went with T. Williams.
I like Terrence Williams. I think that's a pretty consistent pick. Especially, it's one of those, I agree with both years that, and I did choose Cobb in a lot. I didn't do the other one, but this is what happened with Golden Tate. You chose Golden Tate last week.
I wanted Golden Tate this week.
Without Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate struggled.
But he's going to be back. I think Golden Tate's a great pick this week.
They need that main guy to take the number one defender and all the pressure off, and then they just smoke it. But if they're now the number one and they have to do the number one defensive back and have all the attention on them, it's tough for someone to make that jump. I mean, we're talking elite people like Calvin Johnson, Jordy Nelson. These are – you can't just take those people out of the lineup. Like, it throws the whole chemistry off of the team.
Yeah. Well, I also – before, like, before I did a lot of changes to my lineup, I had two taints in my lineup. I had Ben Tate and Golden Tate. And I think Golden Tate and Ben Tate are both good plays this
week. I like Ben Tate a lot.
At tight end, Gronk already played, so it goes Julius Thomas. Gronk tops the list, and we know how he did this week. Julius Thomas, Gates, and then Martellus Bennett. As far as value, it goes Martellus Bennett, Antonio Gates, and then Jordan Reed. Mike and I both chose Martellus Bennett, who's been having a crazy season. I know that Brandon Marshall is getting healthy again, which might take away from some of his targets, but still, it's at Chicago against Miami. I'm going for it. Doug, who you got?
I just want to say one last thing before I...
Nope, we got to wrap it up. I got to pee.
This is a wide... God, I can see you freaking out. I think one other receiver that came up big for us last week, and as long as he is still the number one receiver this week because of injuries, Sanu is a good choice as well. Sanu at 7,200 is not a bad choice. Now, tight end, I think there's a couple. Tight ends are another thing where there's the top person. I think it's Julius Thomas without doubt right now.
It's time to dance, not just the pee-pee dance.
Don't worry about that. Brendan, get it together. I think there is a clear number one right now, and it's Julius Thomas, then Gronkowski, then if Graham comes back. But there's no great tight ends right now. And so I think a couple people that I liked, I will just choose mine, and then you can choose yours. But I think Cameron for the Browns is the choice this week.
And I like Jordan Cameron.
He's playing Jacksonville, like we all like to joke about. But he did good last week. And I think he's Hoyer's favorite target. And he's only 6,100. So I think Jordan Cameron's a good pick.
Another one to think about if as he's coming back from injuries, Vernon Davis, because tight ends have had some success against the Broncos, and he is a big target. And once he's healthy, I think Kaepernick's going to want to look to him.
Honestly, I looked at Vernon Davis. That's a great call, Mike. I looked at Vernon Davis this week, but I don't know if he's healthy. I chose him week one, and he left like halfway through the game, and I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. I actually this week tried to stay away from anyone who's injured.
Is that who you have, Vernon Davis?
No, I went with Bennett.
All right.
Bennett.
Who'd you go with?
We both went Bennett. We had already said.
Now, who'd you go with, Mike?
Oh, God. All right. So, at kicker, I did – I went to the – I don't have any rankings on kickers.
No one does.
Because it doesn't matter. Yeah. There's
they get
obviously
drunk,
a couple
– They get drunk. They get kicked off teams, and they go to another team, and they suck.
I went to the bottom of the – bottom of the list. I went with the kicker from Egypt.
Do you know who you picked?
Cairo Santos.
Nope.
He's from Egypt.
That's not a real person.
Yeah, he's a Kansas City's kicker. Backup kicker.
God. In case the main one gets hurt. That's a good pick. I went with Prater.
The drunk guy?
Yeah, the drunk guy.
Also just the team.
He's on Detroit
now. He did
now.
Go 1-for-3 last week, so he's good. He's getting his... He's starting to sober up.
Yeah.
I think he'll be ready for this week. Also, I'd love to choose kickers that kick indoors, especially as we get later in the year. Like, there's supposed to be storms on the northeast, so I'm doing Prater, 5,100, New Orleans, Detroit.
I also went with Prater, This is totally irrelevant, but I just, my only kicker story that I have is that Doug used to always tell me, he's like, did you know that Elam spelled backwards is male? He used to always tell me that. I'm like, that doesn't even make sense, but
I just love true words. Story. I love words.
And front those males.
And back.
And males.
I love males front and back as well.
Mm. How Prater got his booze back.
Yeah. Cowan spelled
backwards. Look at Brendan, so sober because he has to pee. He can't think of anything else. Yeah. Not even listening anymore.
Yeah, neither is anybody else. Cool story, guys. this week for defense, I did go to the bottom of the barrel and look at Minnesota against Buffalo, but instead I decided to
You went for Minnesota? You thought about it?
No, I went to the other side of that coin and I chose Buffalo against Minnesota. Well, I like Minnesota against Buffalo against Kyle Orton.
Yeah,
I do like Minnesota this week, and they're 4,500. But I went with Buffalo at home against Minnesota in a very dismembered team right now with a rookie quarterback, a backup running back. They're not the team that they started the season with. So, you know, you don't really know what's going to happen. I mean, there's a chance that they could get it together for a week, but I'm counting on it to fall apart.
So there was two teams I chose. Is Buffalo was one of them, but in most of them, I think is a slam dunk. Is the Seahawks? They've been insulted. People are starting to question everything. They've traded Harvin away. It's kind of one of those. Listen, we're the Seahawks. We're the world champs. Games, and it's against St. Louis and Austin Davis. I think for another 300 over Buffalo, I think that's an amazing deal.
I'd like it more if they were at home, but I don't hate it.
No.
And I thought about Buffalo a lot, and I actually
who doesn't?
Yeah.
I think about that a terrible. Lot. It was terrible. I decided it was terrible.
But I ended up going with the Texans, and that is because I feel I don't remember how much they are, but it's a deal. And you know who's terrible on offense is Ben Toothlessberger. Sorry, Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Toothlessberger.
Steelers are terrible this year.
Yeah, they're bad, and they're going to turn the ball over.
Do you know that they're 3-3 somehow? Like, can you even imagine that?
I think they played Jacksonville twice already.
They played Jacksonville four times
this year,
and they lost one.
Yes. No, their schedule has not been that tough. They're not good. And so I like that.
I like it. I like it.
All right. So I need, first of all, for the listeners, we need to know your teams. And for the website, I need to know your team. So quickly run through it, Brendan. Who you got?
I got QB Carson Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Jamal Charles, who I feel very confident about for 8,500. I don't think you're going to find a top tier running back for that much this whole season.
We went over that part. Just the people.
Please. All right, Carson Palmer, Jamal Charles, Fred Jackson, and then wide receivers Randall Cobb, Reuben Randall, Terrence Williams, tight end Martellus Bennett, kicker from Egypt, Cairo Santos.
Santos is not an Egypt name.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
And then defense, Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Mike?
Jay Cutler. Running backs are going to be Andre Williams, Giovanni Bernard. And my receivers are Wes Welker, Reggie Wayne, Keenan Allen, Keenan Thompson. Bennett at tight end. What's up with that? What up with that? Matt Prater and the Houston Texans.
All right. And I have Joe Flacco, Andre Ellington, Forsett, Doug Baldwin, Antonio Brown, Jordy Nelson, Cameron, and Prater in the Seahawks D.
All right. So
final thoughts.
Last week I won again.
Brendan did win again. He hadn't won for 2 years, And now he's on a roll.
Now I've won 2 weeks in a row.
Buddy, I don't think you prepared very good this week.
I'd be very surprised
if you win.
You will?
Yeah, very surprised.
I have a question for any listener that's listening for this long. I like the idea of the side bet thing. Like if we decide, like, for instance, I have Randall Cobb this week and you have Jordy Nelson. I would not bet anything substantial, but if, like, I chose Reuben Randall and you chose Odell Beckham Jr., and one of us, we both felt strongly about our picks, what could be something that we bet? Like, last time it was we had to put up a picture of us embracing our cats on the internet, which is something we would normally never do.
Our wife's nude.
Well, I don't think that's something we would ever do either.
If you guys are talking peen shots, I'm in. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought that out loud.
Or something like the other person chooses your Halloween costume that you have to wear to your big Halloween party.
That's
way too much. My brother said that to me. I was like, no, I'd have to feel so confident about the bet. It'd be like, I think that Jamal Charles is going to have a good game. And you'd be like, oh, I don't know. I feel like Matt Prater is going to have a better game. Actually, I don't even feel confident about that.
No. You have to dress as, what would be the worst costume you have to wear?
I'd say like...
Ebola. Ebolo.
I'd say like a hot dog suit. No, one of those cows that has the udders.
Those are good. Those are not that bad.
I think you would look like a perv if you try to do the mammogram machine where you get to just, you're hoping to feel a girl's boobs.
Yeah, I think that's really over
creepy.
Or like Ray Rice.
I learned that the hard way.
You did the mammogram machine?
Yeah, it's not cool.
Or like the one where you're like...
you don't get as much action as you think.
Thought I was going to have boobs in my face all day. It's free.
I don't know. We want to hear...
We'll
put it up on Facebook, but we would like to hear...
Worst costume.
Because side bets are fun.
So, all right, man.
Legos.
All right. I think that's going to call it to a close.
All right.
To our podcast. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Thanks so much for guest hosting, man.
I always love to fill in for Chris.
Yes.
Chris, thank you for trying to make this week.
Yo.
We appreciate it. Brennan?
See ya.
This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.